Nashville officials could be days away from ordering homeless campers to clear their tents from the woods behind the Adventure Science Center. When city officials catch glimpses of such encampments, they often take action. But this one is the city's most elaborate. And as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, there's a counter-movement, arguing that a well-run tent community might be a viable type of housing.
This is my biggest project presently. And here you can kind of see how it all comes together.
Chris Scott F., as his byline appears in Nashville's homeless newspapers, has been dragging wooden pallets into the woods for the last 3 years. He pries the boards apart, then nails them back together, tighter, creating sprawling hardwood decks. They're usually the size of a king-size bed, but some are 30 feet long. Fellow campers stake their tents on top of these risers to stay dry. There are about a half dozen circles of tents in little clearings. Think of it like a subdivision, complete with cul-de-sacs.
I'm going to give him a tour. Two people in that tent. This was a storage tent, and it's a two-room tent, surprisingly enough.
The captain, as he's known, stands less than 5 feet tall, with long hair and a penchant for excitability. Out here, he's the all-purpose city manager. He tears out vines that creep up the trees, then strings tarps overhead. He hauls the trash bags away, and on his black mountain bike, he tows a cart to pick up jugs of clean water.
This is an ingenious idea. This works. I've got wall-to-wall carpeting. I've got toilets. We've got wildlife. We've got the birds. We've got the sounds of the city. We're not hurting anybody.
About 30 people live on this hill within sight of downtown. The captain says it's a stable, safe place, more accommodating than some shelters, and often a stepping stone to permanent housing or jobs. Now he's proposing a radical idea. Change the city rules to allow a permanent tent village on the land. It's owned by Metro Parks, which typically does not allow overnight camping.
We could do something amazing. The entire nation will turn around and say, look what Nashville has done.
If we willingly ignore the responsibilities that we have in doing our jobs, then it opens the city up to liability.
Metro Parks Director Tommy Lynch. He says the Parks Board has known about the camp for years and thought about clearing it this winter, but left it alone because of a severe cold snap. But more people have moved in, and there's evidence of squatting inside nearby Greer Stadium, the former home of the Nashville Sounds.
But you also have a sense of humanity and of compassion. Homelessness is not a simple issue. If it was a simple issue, somebody would be, there would be a template to resolve it.
There's just not a way for Metro to oversee a campsite, Lynch says. In fact, he doesn't even call it camping if the intent is to stay indefinitely.
You need me to write down my number again since you don't...
With the clock ticking, homeless advocates have been visiting the hill to figure out where people can go. At sunset, Lindsay Crinks of Open Table Nashville showed up with a clipboard and a sketched map. She had the captain point out the names for each cul-de-sac.
Where? You're right here.
Okay, that's where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
That's Eagle's Nest.
That's the gulch.
There's the, okay.
That's the main.
Who named that thing the gulch?
Somebody with a good sense of humor.
I like the gulch.
I love it. I love it.
Crinks jokes with the captain about his desire to get an address and city trash collection. She's seen her share of tent cities and says this one has its advantages.
We're centrally located here. There's meals and showers and laundry within walking distance, which is huge. There's bus lines so people can get to their appointments, whether that's housing, case management, healthcare.
She understands the city's reluctance to allow a permanent tent village, but she knows there will always be people sleeping outside. Some don't trust the shelters, sometimes there's a shortage of beds, and it's a long waiting list for subsidized housing. Camping isn't a perfect solution, she says, but a surprisingly decent option in light of the alternatives.
We've heard some people say, well, we'll have to go to another campsite. So they're just moving further off the grid.
That's the case for camper Anthony Kaler. He got a bus pass from Crinks, but his housing outlook is grim.
I don't know. She said I could wait 2 to 6 months to get an apartment, but if they close this down, I'll just take my tent somewhere else and wait on housing.
Relocating could be even more of an ordeal for the captain, who is deeply invested and still hammering away on his latest split-level flooring system.
A million people have come up with all these solutions to solve the homeless problem, land homelessness, and none of them have worked. I'm offering up a solution. If they want to tear this down, they better bring chainsaws. 3-inch nails holding these pallets together. That's a solid floor.
Metro Parks could clear the land in the next week. The plan is to create walking trails between the Science Center and the Civil War-era Fort Negley at the top of the hill. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.